The House Budget Committee unveiled its fiscal 2018 budget proposal. It asks agencies to cut $203 billion in mandatory spending, in part through changes to federal retirement. They're similar to the recommendations the president included in his own budget request. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now with what might come next. Nicole, let's start with what exactly they're proposing there in the, this is the House Budget Committee, not the full House yet.
Right. This is the Budget Committee. It is expected to be marked up today, actually. And from there, you know, if the committee votes it out, it would then move to the full House. But what's interesting about this specific proposal is that it not only includes cuts to mandatory spending, but it also includes instructions for what's called budget reconciliation. And that basically means that different committees in the House would be instructed to find ways to make these cuts. And one of the cuts is through cost savings through changes to federal retirement.
So when you say mandatory spending, including federal retirement, what are some of the other elements of mandatory spending, like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security?
Exactly. It's exactly those programs, maybe some other regulations. It's different from discretionary spending, which the appropriations committees have been handling for the past couple of weeks.
So now it's all discretionary, in other words, at least to the tune of $203 billion.
Potentially. So what the committee is proposing here is not necessarily anything new, and that is for current federal employees to contribute more toward their pensions, for new hires to completely get rid of the defined benefit contribution plan that they currently have now, and to eliminate what's called the Social Security supplement, which is for federal employees who retire before age 62. That's usually law enforcement officers, people who are in those high demand jobs that, you know, they might retire a little bit earlier than age 62.
So they would not get Social Security until 62 like everybody else.
Exactly.
If they
exactly.
so choose.
Right. And that's what's generally in this proposal. Specific federal retirement cost savings, that totals about $32 billion. So a good chunk of this $203 billion that the committee sees in total that they'd like to cut in mandatory spending here.
Now, there are three tiers of federal employees in terms of what they contribute percentage-wise to their retirements. There's the old school people that are still at, what is it, less than a percent. And then after 2015, there's a higher percentage. And after another date, there's still a higher percentage.
Yes.
Does this change all that?
It's unclear exactly what those percentages are at this moment. Generally, what we're hearing is that current employees will have to contribute more. Now, what the president proposed is a 1% increase each year for the next 6 years. So this House proposal may look something like that. It really does fall in line very closely with what the president did request in his own budget proposal. Again, the president also suggested getting rid of the Social Security supplement, asking for those higher employee contributions each year for the next 6 years. What looks to be different between the president's proposal and this House proposal is that the president's proposal incorporates everybody. That means current employees, current retirees, and future retirees and employees.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, and I guess there's some predictable reaction from various quarters here.
Sure. I mean, the American Federation of Government Employees has been, you know, tracking this for a long time and has, you know, released their statement, and they obviously oppose it. The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association actually predicted this very situation. And, you know, they are not in favor of higher employee contributions, although this is slightly different than what the president proposed. And what's interesting to me is that NARF called this idea of budget reconciliation, using the budget reconciliation process, which means the Senate doesn't need the, you know, two-thirds majority that it usually needs to pass these measures through.
The same way they passed the Affordable Care Act back in
yes.
29.
Right, exactly. And they definitely called that the House Budget Committee would ask for budget reconciliation, therefore giving instructions to, in this case, 11 different other House committees to draw up these proposals. So in the case of federal retirement, that would go to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. They'd be asked to draw up proposals, you know, that would specifically outline how much employees would have to contribute.
So this is all in lieu of a single omnibus. They're going to go the 12 individual bills route, but they want to make sure that all the bills match in that respect.
So again, it's unclear because the Congress is frankly running out of time. It is the middle of July. I believe the House is not going to be here in August. The Senate will. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how this all goes because, you know, in the past couple of years, that's essentially what we've had is an omnibus. However, they're trying and they're sending these proposals to the individual House committees to come up with exactly how the legislation will look. Now, we know that the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has looked at this very issue. The former chairman, Jason Chaffetz, who's now enjoying his career in the private sector, said that this was a priority for him, that he wanted to have employees contribute more toward their pensions, if not get rid of the defined benefit contribution plan altogether. So, you know, there is definitely momentum, at least in the majority, for this sort of thing. At the same time, 100 House Democrats said they don't like these proposals, specifically the president's proposals, and 9 Republicans also said that they do not agree with what the president is trying to do. Again, they are different than what the House is proposing at this point.
But right now it looks like the House is proposing a defined contribution pension plan rather than a defined benefit.
And correct.
Relative to the old CSRS, the Civil Service Retirement System, and there's still some employees around that are under that, mm-hmm. which was quite good, quite
yes.
a rich system. And FERS wasn't so bad because you get less in defined pension, but you also get Social Security. This is totally, you're on your own plus Social Security.
Right. I think the bottom line is that the proposals that the president wanted to enact are starting to get movement and traction specifically in the House. The House has come up with a way to do this. The specifics, the details might not be exactly the same. They might change, but there's some interest, at least in the majority side, in making this happen.
So we'll see more in markup, and then it goes to the House vote, and then the Senate's got to go along in some way. So there's a long road ahead for these changes.
Absolutely.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out all of her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.